When he graduated from Carnahan High School in St. Louis, Ruslan Saleh Mohammed started looking around for where he should continue his education. He tried courses at several schools, including St. Louis Community College at Forest Park, but he says he finally found what he was looking for at Harris Stowe State University. As he studies for a degree in healthcare management, Saleh Mohammed says he appreciates the personal touch at Harris Stowe.
A lot of schools, they push you hard, but they don't give you the attention that you need or some of the students the extra help that you need. Here at Harris Stowe, you get it all.
And he added, there are a lot of places where that extra help is available.
There's a whole library where you could go and get full attention, do your work in a quiet place. Dorms, you could stay on dorms. They have a computer center there. They have a computer lab in the main building. Everywhere you go, there's help.
But not everyone at Harris Stowe is as satisfied as Saleh Mohammed, particularly members of the faculty. After 7 years with no raise, professors formed the first union at a public campus in Missouri. When contract negotiations stalled, the university's Board of Regents voted last month to impose a 2-year contract. It includes a pay increase, but it also puts new rules on members of the faculty, like how often they have to meet with students and how much outside work they can perform. Beverly Brennan, who directs the school's speech and theater program, says the outcome of the contract talks brought little to cheer about.
Well, now we have negotiated, and we are going to get ready to ratify our first bargained contract, and our raise will be 2% the first year and 1% the second year. Here at Harris Stowe, that's something to celebrate.
Constance Gully, who became interim president of the university last summer, calls the new contract fair. She says Harris Stowe fills a special role, serving St. Louis students who may not be able to earn a degree elsewhere at a good value.
For Harris Stowe, we serve a high amount of under-resourced, low-income first-generation students. But we provide them a very high-quality liberal arts classroom experience here.
Faculty members who were active in forming the union are less positive about the campus. Brian Elsesser, an assistant professor of history, says Gully and other administrators ignore faculty points of view when making policy. He says that kind of top-down approach undermines the academic freedom that all universities need. And he adds more attention needs to be paid to what's happening in the classroom.
President Gully has very little experience in pedagogy, curriculum development. She's a numbers person, and the numbers at Harris Stowe aren't really working out too well.
Those numbers include a graduation rate of less than 10%, plus a high segment of students, 85%, have to take remedial courses when they arrive on campus before they can even start earning college credit. Elsesser would like to see more emphasis on improving those numbers and less of a climate of stress and fear on campus that keeps the university from moving ahead.
This university could be great. Its location is awesome. Its proximity to the Grand Arts District is something that we really could cultivate. We are very affordable. We still have a strong faculty. There are a lot of potentials here, but it's not happening. For some reason, we're repressed.
Harris Stowe is expected to name a new president in the coming weeks. I'm Dale Singer, St. Louis Public Radio.